Gerard, did you have any inkling that stuff like this was going on?
It's really surprising. You know, the whole thing is kind of mind-blowing to me. It's kind of mind-blowing to most of the guys on the team right now.
Is what's being said about Incognito, the transcript of the voicemails and all that, does that catch you off guard? Did you see that side of Richie Incognito?
No. I had no clue about the voicemail. I'd never seen that, never heard about that. All I know about Richie is he was a great teammate to me. I saw him being a great teammate all the time. You know, does he like to give guys a hard time? Yes. Does he like to pester guys and have fun? Yes. But he brought a lot of laughter to this locker room. He brought a lot of cohesiveness to this locker room. And he was the best teammate that I could ask for.
And these two guys, we're talking about two guys here whose job is to protect you. Right? This is side by side, protect you.
Yeah.
Did you have any sense that anything was wrong in their relationship?
No, none at all. You know, I think if you would have asked John Martin a week before, you know, who his best friend on the team was, he would have said Richie Incognito. The first guy to stand up for Jonathan when anything went down on the field, any kind of tussle, Richie was the first guy there. You know, when they wanted to hang out outside of football, who was together? Richie and Jonathan. So I can't, you know, I'm not in those guys' shoes. I can't explain what's going on.
If you thought out about this,
at least Sweet's not driving by in the go-kart.
Can you envision these two guys playing for this team again?
It's out of my hands at this point. I'm welcoming any of them back that'll come back, that are allowed to come back. You know, it's not my job to make that decision. But, you know, at this point, I would accept either one of them back.
You found out that Jonathan was as troubled about this as he now appears to be. As a member of the leadership council, would you have intervened in that? And if so, what would you have done?
Of course, you know, as being a leader on this team, you want to step in and help anybody who's dealing with something. If I had any idea that this was an issue, that he was struggling, of course, I would have constantly checked on him. How are you doing? You know, how are things going? Just making sure you're okay. You know, you can never judge another man for what they're going through. Everyone deals with something different in life. And just to have no idea that this is even going on, it's tough for me because you can't help a situation that you didn't know existed, that no one on this team knew existed. We have a bunch of good guys in this locker room. And to be put in a situation where, you know, everyone's attacking the locker room, saying, you know, it's such a bad place, such a bad culture, no leadership to stand up and stop the situation. No one knew there was a situation to be stopped. So it's really tough for us to sit here and hear all that when we have each other's backs. And I wouldn't have a problem stopping a situation if it was occurring. You know, Richie didn't use that type of language. That was on the voicemail in the locker room, didn't talk to other guys that way, in a derogatory way that was attacking.
Did you visit Jonathan at the hospital or talk to him, and what did you guys talk about?
I talked to him when he left. I called him, his phone was off. I texted him and said, hey man, hope everything's okay, call me if you need anything. This was the night that he left, and he said, I'm okay man, thanks. And then after the game, I texted him, said, hey, wasn't the same without you out there. And he said, hey, I miss being out there with you guys. Great win, you know, and some other stuff. But I haven't spoken to him since Friday.
Right. Has the leadership council met about this?
We haven't met about it, no. You know, to meet about something that you didn't know, it's in the past. So right now we're focused on sticking together as a team, having each other's backs as a team, and getting ready to play a football game. At the end of the day, we're playing a Tampa Bay team on the road on Monday. So we have to deal with this, yes, but we also have to get ready to play a football game.
Ryan, you guys talked about it as a team. I mean, just even without the leadership council, I mean, in the cafeteria and in the locker room. I mean,
well, yeah, it's nonstop. You know, I mean, I feel like today has been much better. You know, guys aren't discussing the whole thing, you know, like the past few days. Obviously, you know, everyone's hearing about it. Our phones are blowing up from anyone we've ever come in contact with about the situation. There's been a lot of chatter about it, but today, I think guys are happy to stick to each other, have each other's backs, and get ready to play.
I feel like you guys fully understand what's going on in terms of the national focus and the issues and subplots about bullying and locker room environment. Do you understand the nature of
it? I mean, it's hard. There's so much going on. I mean, look at this. You know, it's so big. So much is going on. Unless you just sit at home and try to grasp and read every article and watch every newscast, it's tough to grasp, you know, everything that's blown up. You know, but we have an idea of the situation. We saw the situation at hand. So a lot of it is catching us off guard. You know, we didn't know, you know, all this stuff that's being thrown out. You know, it wasn't going on in front of us. So it's tough.
Would you welcome both guys back?
Well, it's tough. You know, both guys at this point, you know, have their rights and wrongs. And if they were allowed to come back, if they chose to come back, I'm big on forgiving people of what they've done, getting past that, not crucifying people for their past, and moving forward.
Do you feel like you're the quarterback, you're a leader, you're on the leadership council? Do you know of, were you ever privy to anyone telling you or any other player to toughen up Jonathan Martin?
No, I was never told that, never heard of that. I just heard of that today, you know, that concept was being thrown out there, but I've never heard of that before.
One or two more?
Did you think that Jonathan Martin needed toughening up?
No, you know, I thought he was a good player. He worked hard. He came in every day. Quiet guy, never said much. That's another thing. There's no warning signs. I've heard all these warning signs that we were supposed to see. He was the same guy all the time, you know. Pretty quiet, just kind of went about his business. Joked around here and there, but overall, a quiet guy. So, you know, it's tough to see warning signs when a guy doesn't change.
Can I ask you? You mentioned that if you had asked Jonathan 2 weeks ago, you'd say Richie Incognito was his best friend. How much have you been around those two, and in context, how would you describe their friendship?
I would say, you know, Jonathan's like Richie's little brother. You know, there's a situation I wouldn't see at the table, but you know, the whole situation in the lunchroom that everyone knows about now, where they stand up, just as a joke. They've played it on me before. I've had the same several times played on me. You know, right when he was about to come up, Richie said, you know, Jonathan's like my little brother. And I think that's a accurate depiction. You know, he gave him a hard time. He messed with him, but he was the first one there to have his back in any situation. And, you know, it's a big surprise what's going on.
So, Ryan, when he freaked out, What did you think?
I was shocked. You know, I thought he was just making a point, you know. But then, like 1 minute later, they said he had left the building. And that's when I knew, you know, it wasn't just him just trying to go bigger than they went, you know. So, I don't judge a guy for any situation that he's in. But it was definitely a shock.